It's not trespassing if your fob gives you access, is it? I didn't know where else to go. I arrive at the office at 9 p.m. I'll gather my things, sleep under my desk, and be gone by 5 a.m. before the cleaners come. Nothing is more ominous than an office at night. It's almost impossible to believe it's empty. The energy of all those busy people hovers when they leave. It's not supposed to be idle. A few lights have been left on. That would never have happened on my watch. The inevitable demise of this company without me will begin with extortionate bills. I let Pigeon out of her carrier, and she starts scoping the joint immediately. I close the door behind me, so she can't get out. As I walk in, I see Audrey's pillow is on the floor. I walk around it. Not my problem. Her desk is littered with dirty plates. I swipe them to the ground with my arm. From the fridge, I take out Isabella's oat milk and pour it down the sink. I take the post-it note that says, "Belongs to Isabella, do not touch," and write, "Fuck you," on it, and then stick it on her computer monitor. There is a smell. I see that Pigeon's poo is still in the litter tray. My desk has been cleared. My things are in a black sack in the corner. All just loaded in. No care for any of my belongings. I remember when Dad kicked me out of the house, the day after I turned 16. He told me everything I owned was his. I left with a backpack full of clothes and my toothbrush and I never went back. I want to upset people. I take a piece of paper from Isabella's desk. It's a contract she needs to sign. I pick up Pigeon's poo with it and smear it all over the wall. I suddenly know exactly where that kid at my sister's was coming from. This feels really good. There is a noise. The door opening. A cough. A sniff. I fall flat to the ground to hide. I see the silhouette of a man walk into the workshop. I'm stuck to the ground, head up, eyes wide, legs and arms splayed, fingers stretched apart like a giant, terrified gecko. I stay as still as I can, hardly breathing, wondering if I can make it to the safety of underneath my desk without him noticing. He's moving over to the kitchen. He's left the door open. Pigeon could get out. He's put the kettle on. That's a strange thing for a burglar to do. Make himself a cup of tea. I pull myself up a little to try and get a better view. At which point, Pigeon makes the absurd move of jumping onto the kitchenette counter. "Fuck, it's a rat!" he yells, throwing a cup at my cat and jumping onto the nearest chair. I can't leave Pigeon out there with a maniac. Pushing myself up to my feet, I run as fast as I can towards the chair and shove the man to the ground. He falls with a thud.
"Mia, fuck! Fuck, man, what the fuck?"
It's AJ. I step back. He is rubbing his head. He sees Pigeon again and looks scared.
"What is that?"
"It's my cat." As his vision comes into focus, he visibly relaxes.
"Oh, shit. I thought it was one of those giant rats I keep seeing everywhere."
"You keep seeing giant rats everywhere?" I say, checking the corners of the room.
"Where?"
"On TikTok,"